hot summer night in a small western town, at a carnival down by the water, a young woman walked through the fairgrounds alone, Esther, the archbishop's daughter. She walked past the carousel down to the lake, where she spotted a wrinkled old man, who stood by the side of a broken down hut, with a bucket held firm in his hand. The old man approached her and whispered his plea, "Won't you please take this gift that I offer? A beautiful puppet of violet gold, of velvet and satin and lace." And he looked at the girl with a powerful gaze, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on her face. The doll was as pretty as any she'd seen, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean. Esther tried in vain to pacify the mob. Quibble grew to spat, to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm began to rage, and Esther felt the time had come to flee. She ran down the aisleway to the doorway in the distance, and out into the rainstorm where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder, and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. She rose above the chimneys and the houses and the people, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills, the valleys and treetops. She'd tumble and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air, with the earth far below her. She'd flutter and dive through the clouds. northward till they landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who rob and pillage in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her rump. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. When the morning came, she wandered through the streets along the chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to swim. As she dove into the water, she saw a flicker in the distance. It was the place she got the puppet that had made her life so grim. When she reached the shore, she pulled her icy body from the water, saw the carnival, and then she saw the shack. And she ran across the fairgrounds to the old man with the bucket, and she took the puppet out and gave it back. Up from the water came thousands of souls, joggers and muggers and church-going folk, and they all ran past Esther towards the old man like a raging stampede. They dissolved in a huge cloud.